I'm Paul D'Arienzo with an update from the WBAI and WPFW News. Longtime progressive activist Kevin Zeese died from a sudden heart attack Saturday night at his home in Maryland. He was a native of Queens and went to New York City public schools. He graduated from George Washington Law School in 1980. Zeese was a tireless activist and a fighter against the war on drugs. As executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in the 1980s and working with Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoke on drug reform in the 1990s, Zeese was an early advocate of free needle exchanges to fight HIV/AIDS. Recently, Zeese was involved with anti-war activism. Together with his partner, Dr. Margaret Flowers, Zeese was part of an occupation group called Embassy Protectors that prevented authorities from entering the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, D.C. for more than a month after Trump cut off relations. Zeese was interviewed on WBAI last year from inside the embassy, surrounded by feds and angry counter-protesters.
We are in the building, and 30 or more people each night are sleeping here, and we are saying we will resist. We will not voluntarily give this building over to the U.S. government or to the opposition. Recognize the opposition as a legitimate government.
Zeese was involved in voter rights and transparency campaigns and started groups focused on pulling U.S. troops from Iraq. He was also working to prevent the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Peace activist Medea Benjamin.
So many things that Kevin has done so beautifully and dedicated his life to a glorious struggle. Talk about intersectionality. Nobody ever had to teach Kevin that, and we're going to miss him terribly.
What was he working on?
Oh, so many things he was working on. Support Julian Assange. He just came back from supporting a woman in Bethesda who's trying to stop the developers from taking over and building on the land that belongs to African American cemetery. He is constantly working on issues of anti-war. He's working on so many things at once.
And that was peace activist Medea Benjamin. Zeese was an environmentalist and was a member of the Green Party. He was Ralph Nader's press secretary in 2004 and recently press secretary for Green presidential candidate Howie Hawkins.
I'm still in shock because I was communicating with him several times yesterday about different aspects of what we're doing in the campaign. He was so prolific, always putting out materials, you know, writings, going to activities. He was relentless. He was principled. He left a big wake behind him that I think it'll be hard for the progressive movement to fill. I think we're just all going to have to up our game to make up for his loss.
Any story you could illustrate type of guy he was?
Kevin was very blunt, and some people didn't appreciate that, but I did, because we didn't agree on everything. We would argue, but I always knew he was coming from the right place. He would always respect people with a difference of opinion. That's a virtue in our politics that more of us should have.
Green Party presidential candidate Howie Hawkins. Kevin Zeese was 64. An online memorial is scheduled for September 19th. Updates are available on popularresistance.org. I'm Paul D'Arienzo for WPFW in Washington, D.C. and WBAI in New York.